Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about living with faith and looking at the faith that God plants within us and that He causes to grow by His Spirit and His Word by our exercise of that faith. And each weekday morning, we're looking at a different aspect of qualities or characteristics of the faith that we ought to have, the faith that we've been bestowed upon us by Christ through our faith in Him. And today we're going to talk and pray about living with a uniting faith, a faith that ought to bring unity, togetherness, commonality in purpose and in love. Ephesians 4, verse 13, says, "Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ." Powerful verse, a lot packed into it. Perhaps one of the more important parts of that verse is that single word right at the beginning, until. We're not there. It's a process. And this fullness of Christ is my belief that it won't be complete until we're with Him in eternity at His place. And so this living with a uniting faith is something that is an ongoing task, an ongoing responsibility that we ought to be involved in. And sometimes it boils down to recognizing what we have in common and focus on that. And there are differences that definitely divide. There are things that are outside of a faith in Christ that brings about division among people. There were numerous times where Paul would write to various churches and talk about the sin that was present, and they had to get rid of it. They even would put the person out for a time with the goal, the purpose, the desire that they would repent, that they would recognize how much they need the fellowship of the body of Christ. And so it's not a unity of faith that says anything and everything goes, we're all good. That's not what he's talking about. Because this unity of faith involves each one of us maturing and growing into the fullness of Christ. The fullness of Christ is completely without sin. And so to not deal with our own sin under a guise of unity is, well, a misuse of Scripture. But so many times we get caught up, I mentioned this Sunday in the message, it's been a long time since I've really looked at studies and research, and so I don't know where it stands now, but for the longest time, research would say the vast majority of church splits, church divisions, where part of the body would simply move and start a new church, not being planted by it intentionally just because they didn't get along, the vast majority had to do with things like carpet and music and color of walls. Rarely did it have to do with doctrine, theology, with belief in Jesus or the Bible and the accuracy and the function of it. It was over stuff that shouldn't matter because, well, as my good friend David would say, 100 years from now it won't matter. And So sometimes we mix those two things up. And there ought to be a unity of faith that says, we believe Jesus is the Son of God. And we believe God sent him to live a perfect, sinless life, to be crucified, to die for our sins, to rise from the dead on the third day, to be seen by witnesses, to ascend back to heaven, to prepare a place for us. That he's given us what we need to know by giving us the Bible and his Spirit to help us. And this faith in the fullness of Jesus living among us with the power of his Spirit ought to be a uniting thing. And there are times where we kind of divide up by tribes, and we call them denominations. And sometimes those dividing really is about theology and practice and interpretation and things that at our very core we disagree with. But sometimes there's more similarities than we care to admit. But the problem is, we'll never resolve our differences large scale if we can't resolve our differences within the local body that we're a part of. If we can't grow in this unity of faith, if we can't grow in this fullness of Christ within a local church congregation, there's not much hope of it spreading to the body of Christ as a whole. And so it's this faith in Jesus. There were times where Paul would seem to be very complex in the requirements of what ought to be done. Sometimes almost falling back to the legalistic training that he would have had. But as he grows, as he matures, one of my favorite lines of the Apostle Paul as he writes to one of the churches is, I determined to know nothing among you except Christ and him crucified. And sometimes when we go back to the basics, we start with that and we build on the foundation of Christ and him crucified, him resurrected, him ascended into heaven. We build on that foundation. Our building not only grows stronger, but it grows together. And so today, as you have opportunity, live with a uniting faith. Look for the foundation. Granted, as I've said, there are religions that wear the name Christianity that are not built on the foundation of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And that causes a problem, at least in my mind. I believe in the Bible's mind as well. But there are many that are building on that foundation, and their building looks a little different than yours or mine might. But it ought to give us a starting point in the conversations for unity. But especially among our brothers and sisters that we gather with week in and week out, live with a uniting faith. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us the foundation of Jesus, of his death, burial, and resurrection, of his ascension back to heaven to prepare a place for us, a foundation we can build on and know that the building will be solid and firm, at least from the foundational elements. And because the foundation is so solid and firm, it's our desire to build a solid and firm building. Oh, not with bricks and stones, but with hearts of people. A living building. Just as Jesus has been placed as the chief cornerstone, a living stone. May we align ourselves with Him. Not so much with one another, though we can use one another as examples as they follow Christ, but continually going back to that cornerstone, that this unity of faith would be a faith in the work of Jesus, the person of Jesus, the salvation that Jesus brings. It would be a faith in our obedience to the teaching of everything He commanded. It would be a unity of faith that trusts in God to fill in the pieces we can't explain and that we can't understand fully. It would be a unity of faith that does not require us to have all of the answers because we know the One that does. And we understand that we're informed often on an as-needed basis, and so many times we don't need to know. It's that lack of knowing everything that requires faith, that requires trust. The one thing that we ought to be growing in, with that desire to reach the fullness of Christ, to be with Him in eternity, in the place that He's preparing for us. And so, God, today, increase our faith. Whether it's faith in life itself that we're struggling with, that you're really aware. Sometimes, Father, we look at life and we just think it's going on and we just have to keep our heads down and do our best because you're busy. But may our faith even grow in knowing that you're fully aware of the struggles of life, so that we would trust you in the struggles to strengthen us, prepare us, build us. And Father, as our faith grows, may it grow according to our trust in Jesus. May it fill us with a greater knowledge and awareness of His presence and His desire for our life. And Father, as we live with this uniting faith, may we lift up Jesus in all of it so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.